Title reads 65 Venezia 2008. Golden Lion, with a white-winged lion in silhouette. Light sparks and reveals rounded square letters. WB, Wild Bunch. A white viscous liquid bubbles and contains the word protozoa. British Sky Broadcasting in association with Wild Bunch presents a Protozoa Pictures production. A film by Darren Aronofsky. The Wrestler. With Mickey Rourke, Melissa Tomei, and Evan Rachel Wood. Press clippings document the star wrestling career of Randy the Ram Robinson. Casting by Mary Vernew, CSA, and Suzanne Smith Crowley. Music supervisor, Jim Black. Original score, Clint Mansell. Costume designer, Amy Westcott. Co-producer Mark Heyman, editor Andrew Weisblom. Production designer Timothy Grimes. Director of photography Marisa Alberti. Producers Vincent Panavar, Agnes Montre, and Jennifer Roth. Produced by Scott Franklin. Written by Robert Siegel. Directed and produced by Darren Aronofsky. 20 years later. In wrestling leggings, muscled with long blonde hair, Randy the Ram sits on a fold-up chair in the corner of a junior school classroom.
Great show, Ram. You really put them over.
The guy in a baggy ice hockey shirt hands over a wad of banknotes. Without looking at him, Randy holds up the roll, indicating it's not the agreed sum.
Sorry, I was sure the gate would be bigger. But don't forget, 2 months. Rawway, legend signing. I need you, man.
Randy, long blonde hair tumbling over his bulging shoulders, sits despondently in the corner of the classroom. He walks out, dragging a holdall on wheels, wearing a quilted jacket. In the school gym, they're cleaning up, taking down a wrestling ring.
You're in. Could sign it for me?
Sure.
Thanks a lot, man.
My first match ever was you versus Davey Diamond at the Spectrum.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
1985.
That was a good one.
Yeah. You were awesome.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
In his split and taped-up jacket, Ram watches the fans leave. He walks out, dragging the holdall. A plastic figurine of a wrestler flexes its muscles on the dashboard, illuminated by the lights of traffic and a town at night. Hair in a ponytail, Rams at the wheel. He gets out of his van and heads for a trailer home. His key won't open the door. He walks to the door at the rear of the trailer. He tries the handle, then leans against the outer wall in exasperation. He heads to the trailer park manager's office.
Lenny!
Come on, Lenny. Open up. God damn it, Lenny.
He trudges away from the office and back towards his van. Randy opens the back doors of his van and climbs inside. He switches on a torch for light, takes out his hearing aid earpiece, and unwraps the support bandages from his wrists and elbows. He gets a tube of pills out of an old box. He pops a couple and washes them down with a swig of beer. He relaxes, staring at a mural of photos of his past on the van wall, swigging from the can. Later, it's daytime. He throws a pillow at his tormentors at the windscreen, then bursts out of the back of the van.
Who woke me up? Shove Slayer!
He play wrestles with the crowd of kids who bundle him to the ground. A car pulls up at the manager's office.
I'll see you maniacs in a little while. All right, I'll be back. I ain't going anyplace.
Randy puts in his hearing aid.
Lenny!
Yeah?
Lenny, why are you doing this to me?
You'll get in when I get my money.
Oh, come on, Lenny. You know I'm always good for it.
Yeah, you're always good for it every time this happens.
Come on, brother. My back went out. Let me just at least get my ice pack.
I cannot help you.
Oh, come on, man.
He dejectedly wipes his eye, then his mouth with the back of his hand. Later, he's in a dingy supermarket. He walks into the stock storage area. The guy's up a ladder checking boxes against a ledger.
Hey, Wayne, you got a second?
Not really, what?
Well, I was wondering if you could throw me some more hours.
What's the matter? Did they raise the price of tights? Let's see what we got.
Weekdays, I'm busy on the weekends.
Later, Randy helps unload boxes from a truck. He walks through the stockrooms and places the box with a pile of others. In evening sunlight, he drags his holdall towards a brick hall called the Pioneer Club. A group of wrestlers are chatting and getting ready inside.
SLG, all right, you're up first against TDS.
Thank you.
Second, we got Havoc and Cobian versus Billy the Kid and Lex Lethal.
I got you tonight.
Third, Sabian versus Devin Moore. Fourth, Judas Contreras versus Rob Echoes, right. Intermission. Fifth, Kevin Matthews versus Inferno. Sixth, we got Sugar and DJ Hyde versus the Funky Samoans. Seventh, Paul Enormous and Andy Anderson versus Jim Powers and Papa Don. And last but not least, for the strap, we got Tommy Rotten versus Randy the Ram. All right, you guys got it?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. Have a good time.
In a separate changing area, Randy's strapping up his aging but still highly muscled body. He stretches out a knee, then tapes and pads his elbows. A head, sporting a black mohawk, peers round the door.
Hey, Ram.
Hey there. How you doing, man?
Hey, Tommy. We're gonna be working tonight.
I know you, Tommy. I saw you out in Pennsylvania a couple months ago.
Allentown.
You're really good. You really brought it.
Thank you.
Keep working, man. You know, people who drive the Cadillacs, ones with the politics, they run the show. It ain't about ability, so you just hang in there.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
But as far as tonight, I don't know what you want to do. I had a few ideas. I was thinking, you know, maybe if it's for the heat, I would give you a low blow, followed up with a bulldog.
Just bring the cheap heat, bro.
You guys should get the heat on us right away. Get the heat on us, beat the shit out of us. Boom, 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 boom.
We'll come up. We'll get on the ropes. You guys bring us both in the hard way.
Okay.
Then we get up, double drop kick, we powder out again.
All right, so we're going to really milk it tonight.
We're going to milk it nice and slow, old school, easy.
Oh, don't work his leg, man. Everybody does that. Work his neck.
No, we're
working
the
leg. Oh, you're working the neck?
We already got the leg.
All right. Yeah, oh, you guys got the leg?
You got the leg or the neck? What you got?
Maybe make your comeback right off there.
Bang off the ropes, then super kick and ram jam, and we go have a beer. Okay.
It sounds great, man.
You hang in there. You got a lot of ability.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bless you.
Tommy has a scary look, with black eyeliner, the mohawk, and a black beard, but a gentle manner. Randy puts on his glasses and focuses as he breaks a razor blade into small pieces. He hides a piece of blade in the strapping on his wrist. Randy practices, slamming his elbows into his hands. A ram bursts through a curtain and walks through the large crowd, slapping hands. A fan hands him a folded-up metal chair. Randy smacks himself in the head with it, poses arrogantly, and pretending to fluke an imaginary speck of dust off his bare shoulder, slides into the ring with Tommy Rotten. The wrestlers get into a clinch, teeth bared. Ram turns out of the face-to-face here, gripping Tommy's wrist, and throws him head over heels onto his back. Tommy vaults to his feet. Ram throws him back down. Tommy springs up, grabs Ram's hand, and forces him to his knees. Holding onto his opponent in the ref, Ram backflips out of the hole, throws Tommy against the ropes, and clotheslines him as he bounces back. Tommy gets up, painfully. Tommy punches below the belt and attacks as Ram doubles over, slamming the older man face first into the mat. Tommy bounces off the ropes, leaping up and slamming his elbow down into Ram's throat. Tommy plays the villain, leering at the crowd, then hoists Ram on his shoulders and spins him round, knocking the ref down in the process. Ram slammed face down on the mat again. Tommy rips the pattern off the corner post, punches the groggy Ram, then hurls him, face first into the post. Ram measures his length on the canvas again. He peels back the tape on his wrist and gets out the shard of razor blade.
Come here, you fat piece of crap! Get up there with the rest of the
world! Tommy throws the ref out of the ring. Ram makes a small cut in his forehead.
And I'll beat the hell out of each and every one of you!
The cut Randy made starts to bleed freely. He smears the blood down his face for maximum effect. He grabs Ram by the neck, pulling him to his feet, and posts him again. The Ram braces against the ropes, stopping the attack. Ram gives Tommy an elbow to the gut, and one to the head, taking him down. He triumphantly slaps his elbow, showing off for the crowds. It's Tommy's turn to meet the post. As he gets up, Ram grabs his arm, twisting it savagely, and asking the crowd if they want more. Disdainfully, Ram kicks Tommy in the face, then gets out of the ring, climbing the ropes to stand with his legs either side of the corner post. Balancing on the ropes, he slowly draws himself up to his full height, points down at Tommy, miming that his opponent's about to go to sleep, then launches himself, elbows first. The Ram grabs Tommy's leg and pins him to the mat. Randy blows kisses to the crowd. Covered in sweat, he's with a doctor in the changing room.
Ram really popped that crowd. Just gonna clean this up, okay?
Yeah. Yo, man, you got a sec?
Come on in.
The promoter sits as the doc stitches Randy's forehead.
You realize what's coming up?
Huh?
April 6th. 20th anniversary of you and I, Toll at the God.
Yeah, hey. Long time ago.
Time fucking flies, right? And here's what I'm thinking. Two words. Rematch.
Okay, Ram, you're all set.
Yeah, I'm doing this big fan fest thing down in Wilmington with Ring of Honor that weekend. I want to main event it with you two guys. Ram, Ayatollah, too.
Hey, I heard Bob's doing really good with his used car lot out in Arizona. I don't know if he's gonna, you know.
For this, Bob's gonna dust off the old turban.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, bring it.
They touch fists. Randy wanders out to face the rest of the fighters. He and Tommy share a friendly hug.
Come on, guys, let's all go take a shower together.
What's up, Ram? How you doing?
What's up, Big Chris? We're shaking.
I'm all right. Yo, man, you still got that hook up with that crack at your gym, the juice head?
What do you need?
Hell, my back is killing me. Vicodin, Perk, Nubank, whatever he's got.
Come by the mansion a couple days, I'll hook you up.
You're the man, Ram. Man.
It's nighttime. Randy enters a strip club. He wanders through the dimly lit venue, past the stage with a mostly naked pole dancer, and over to the bar.
Hey, Ruby, how you doing, baby?
Hey, Ram, how's it going?
The cold one.
Hey.
Cassidy around?
I think she's working the VIP.
Randy looks around the room. The topless dancer on stage has banknotes stuffed in her knickers. In the restroom, Randy flushes, then washes his hands. He looks in the mirror and checks his long, bleach blonde hair. He wanders back into the club, and over to the VIP area, he peers around a curtain.
I'm sorry, sweetie. We said the other girl.
Yeah, the blonde girl with the belly chain. Yeah, the other girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's so great.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we really don't want you.
How old are you anyway?
You're like my mom, dude.
Hey. Nothing with experience.
Yeah.
I do things your fiancé's never even dreamed of doing.
What? Yeah, like graduating in 1985.
Hey, you girls are being a little rude to the lady. How about an apology?
Who the fuck are you, man?
Talk to the lady like that.
Don't talk to her like that. I want to talk
to
her.
No, it's okay.
No,
thanks,
you don't need to be talking to her like
it's
that.
Cool. No, it's cool. I got it. It's all right, girls. It's all right.
No, let me tell you something. I guarantee you, this lady's 100 times hotter than any skank-ass pussy you're going to be married.
That's what I'm talking about.
Randy gives all three of the young guys a mighty shove, pushing them over.
Fucker.
See you soon. Fucking bucks walked out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help. Oh, come on. You're punks. Hey,
no.
Oh, easy there. I'm sorry. I'm better looking than them anyway. I didn't mean to piss you off. Come on.
Yeah, okay. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
No, I'm telling you, it was one of the historic matches in history. There was 20,000 people. Another 1.5 million sitting at home watching on pay-per-view. We're slamming the piss out of each other. I mean, for God knows how long, we're both gassing. You ask any old wrestling fan, they've heard about that one.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, it was big. In a rematch? Hey, this could be history all over again. God damn, look at you. You are one smoking baby. Let me make an honest woman out of you. I mean, who knows? I'm in pretty good shape right now. You know, with a little luck, this could be my ticket back on top.
You never know who's in that crowd.
Yeah. That would be a dream.
Oh, Jesus, you're bleeding. Oh.
Yeah, I got cut tonight.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing.
They say wrestling's fake, huh?
Fake. I'll show you fake. Look at this. 1986. Denver Coliseum. Billy Bob Banjo hit me with a 2x4. It had a loose nail in it, split my bicep. Hit the hell open. Look at that. I got better one than that. Take a look at this here. 1988. Okay. Orlando Civic Center. Mr. Magnificent threw me over the top ropes and landed on my shoulder and cracked my clavicle right in half.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It hurts when I breathe, but I mean, you know, you hear the roar of the crowd, you put it through, you know.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we were healed.
What was that all about?
It's the Passion of the Christ. Mm. You have the same hair. You never seen it? Mm. Dude, you got it. It's amazing. They throw everything at him. Whips, arrows, rocks. Mm. They beat the living fuck out of him the whole 2 hours. It just takes it.
Tough dude.
Sacrificial ram.
Next on the main stage will be Cassidy with Harmony on the small
stage. Oh, fuck.
Lando? Where are you going? Mm-hmm. What have you?
It's 60.
60. Keep the change.
Thank you.
Damn. Slim tattooed Cassidy shimmies out of the VIP area.
The stage, the lovely Cassidy.
In a slash t-shirt, she takes the stage and gyrates around a pole, writhing sexily and tossing her dark hair.
Bottle Andrew, $250. Bottle EQ, $75. 2 bottles of Trend, $75 each, $150. Bottle Insulin, $100. You got 4 boxes of Sustanon. There's 3 amps in a box, $30 on a box, $120. Bottle Debo, $100. For your bit stits, I got your bottle Remedex, $200. Altogether, $995. I know you only got 400. Give me the 400. I know you're good for the rest.
Got any GH?
Got Chinese and I got Sarastin.
I don't want any of that Chinese stuff.
My boy, Ram. I'll hook you up, all right?
Okay.
You gotta take the bacteria static water with it, too. It makes the growth last longer. Need anything else? Painkillers? Bikes? Perks?
No, bro, I'm tapped.
Demerol? Oxycontins? Sure?
No, this will do me.
Viagra? No. Maybe some blow? Got it all, man. Whatever you need.
Come on. Up the pharmacy, brother.
Oh, man, I gotta look out for you.
Yeah, I'm square.
Just need the juice and you're all right then, right?
I'm just gonna get big and strong.
Yes, you are, my friend.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying, man.
You're looking good, brother.
I'm trying, baby. I'm trying.
Show me what you got there.
Oh, come on, man. Show me what
you
got,
bro. Show me what you got.
It's a little something. There's not much there, baby. Come on.
Break it up. Break it up. Look at that motherfucker.
The strongman drug dealer flexes huge biceps. Later, Randy takes the top off a syringe and fills it from a small vial. He jabs the syringe in his right buttock and presses the plunger. He works out with huge dumbbells in the gym. Later, he's in a salon having his hair bleached.
Okay, right up there. Stay right up there. What are you doing right there?
Uh-huh.
Don't leave the foils on too long because last time they broke off. I think they got too fried.
Yeah.
So, how's the old man doing these days?
Work.
At least he's got a job, right?
Hair done, he visits tropical tanning.
Hey, Gloria, how you doing?
Hey, babe, 5-7.
Randy strips down to his pants, kicking off his jeans. He puts on goggles to protect his eyes and lies down on a glowing sunbed. Later, he and a big bald wrestler friend get out of Randy's truck and go into a general store.
Lay it on, brother. Lay it on.
Like, there you go.
You're supposed to fall to your knees.
Ooh. Good.
Hey, where's the bug spray in here? Eh? Right side, bug spray.
Randy's hit him with a foil tray. Now he tries a small frying pan out on his friend.
Go ahead, once more.
Now give it to me, brother.
All right, man.
The pan breaks on Randy's back.
Couple mouse traps.
Load them and set them in the ring. Body slam.
Let's do it. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, my man?
Tell me, what do you think? What do you think about this? Huh?
He hits his friend on the head with two heavy-looking dish covers.
Yeah?
That'll work.
Okay.
Come here.
Randy does it to the storekeeper, proving that the pan lids are actually made of paper. At a fight night, Randy watches a tag team match. One of the fighters leaps into the ring from a corner post.
I don't look good, but I feel good.
Yeah.
So my knees, my back, anything you need me to do, sir, just maybe keep the running to a minimum. Like, maybe I can hit the ropes once, take a bump for you. But, like, no crisscrossing, please. Yeah, it's hardcore stuff. I mean, will you talk to me about it? What do you want to do tonight?
Well, are you cool with the staples?
Staples?
Staple gun.
What do you mean?
Like, staple gun.
Staple gun.
You never did it before?
No.
That's a silly question. Man, not so bad going in. Yeah. Kind of scary. You know, you got a big metal thing up against you. But well, pulling them out, they're going to leave a couple little holes, a little bit of blood loss there.
Rock and roll.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor. Thank you.
Take it easy with that staple gun.
No problem, sir.
In the ring, the bearded fighter's covered in blood, lying on broken glass and a roll of barbed wire. He slowly gets to his feet, his glass embedded in his back, and a banknote stapled to his forehead. Ram, also covered in blood, smashes a pane of glass over his opponent's head, then kneels on him. He's also got glass and staples embedded in his skin. He slowly leaves the flashing lights of the arena and makes his way through some fans backstage to the dressing room.
Ram.
Let me just get some glue for it.
Crazy shit, man. Crazy.
Hey, you okay with that table hit?
I'll live, sir. I'll live.
Randy sits with a medic holding a pad to a cut on his head. The title reads, 14 minutes ago, Ram and his balding, bearded opponent sit on chairs opposite one another and exchange slaps. Sprayed in the face with anti-roach killer, which his opponent sprays into his own mouth.
Ah, shit.
Got a lot of staples. You're gonna take
them out. Fuck. Take it easy, Doc.
Hold still.
A medic removes the banknote, which is stapled to the opponent's forehead. In the ring, he holds up the note, then staples it to his head, proceeding to fire staples into his own chest and arm, then into Ram. Ram's ugly forehead wound was caused by a dinner fork. Ram attacks with a metal tray to the head, then grabs a crutch covered in barbed wire, bashing his nemesis into the crowd. He raises his hands in triumph, then leaps in after him, throwing him into the screaming mess. Someone hands Ram a dustbin, and he dumps the contents onto the other fighter. He then dumps the metal bin down over his opponent's head and picks up a metal chair.
Give it my leg! Give it my leg!
kid hangs around his prosthetic metal leg to make the hit. Ram holds the leg aloft as the battered extreme wrestler crawls out of the dustbin, gets up, and heads back to the ring. He turns and bashes Ram with a chair.
Okay, let me get this out.
He's in there pretty good, Ram.
Ram smokes as the medic works. In the ring, he gets thrown through a pane of glass onto a corner post wrapped in barbed wire and drops to his knees. Grimacing in pain, he pulls out a bar which is torn into his skin. The doc stitches up the gash on Ram's stomach made by the wire.
Almost done.
Ram coughs, trying not to vomit. In the fight, he gets bashed by a water barrel on a pole as he lies in broken glass, barbed wire. Necro gets an A-frame ladder from under the ring, grabs Ram around the neck, and starts to haul him up it. Ram punches him in the stomach, then pulls them both off the ladder, slamming Necro down onto a table with traps and barbed wire. Ram proceeds to pound his opponent. In the dressing room, Ram sits with his head in his hand.
Okay, Ram, you're good. Go take a shower.
Randy sits cradling his head.
Go for it, man. I think we do what we wanted to do. First time.
Randy's back is pockmarked with holes from the glass, barbs and staples. He gets up and walks slowly over to his hold-all. His eyes widen in fear. Then he clutches his left arm, his face creasing in pain. He sinks to one knee, then collapses. Randy's lying on a hospital bed with oxygen tubes up his nose. He wakes up and pulls at the tubes.
Try and relax. Just try and relax. Marley, can I have some help in here, please? Get your arms done. Okay, try and relax.
He's given a shot.
Just relax. Okay, right there. Okay, calm down.
Randy sinks back on the pillows. The tubes are placed back up his nose.
Thanks, Marlene.
Okay.
Randy's with other patients in an intensive care unit. Later, he's in a private room, sitting on the edge of the bed in a hospital gown. He's trying to stand up. A white-coated doctor comes in.
Mr. Ranzinski.
Call me Randy.
Randy, I'm Dr. Moya Dizodin.
So, how's it all looking?
Well, much better than before the bypass.
So we're in the clear, we're all good.
Well, it's your heart. You need to start taking better care of it.
Like how? What do I do?
Well, for starters, you're going to be on a slew of medications. And the stuff that you're putting in your body, you need to cut it out.
I know. I can do without that. When can I get back in the gym and start working out?
As far as the exercise goes, it's still okay, as long as it's moderate.
Doc, I'm a professional wrestler.
That's not a good idea.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, your heart has been through a lot. It won't be able to handle a strenuous activity.
Well, I can slow my routine down. I can just pace myself.
Mr. Ramzinski.
Randy. Call me Randy.
Randy. You almost died. Next time you might not be so lucky.
Well, hey, Doc. Thanks for all the good news.
Later, Randy's dressed in his quilted jacket, packing his stuff into his holdall. He pulls out his ram horn patterned spandex wrestling leggings and studies them ruefully. He throws them in a bin.
This coffee's for you.
Randy rips off the hospital wristband.
And somebody left this for you.
He said he was your promoter.
The envelope contains a note and some cash. Randy counts the money, then reads the note. Randy's pushed out of the hospital in a wheelchair. Once outside, he gets out of the chair and walks away, pulling his holdall. With his sweater hood pulled up, he squints against the sun. He gets a cab to the car park where his van was left. He trudges slowly towards the vehicle. Later, he's in a pharmacy.
Robin Ranzinski, come to the pharmacy. Your prescription's ready.
Wearing his hearing aid, he takes off his glasses and makes his way to the counter.
Robin Ranzinski?
Randy.
Just sign here, please. There you go.
Lenny, the trailer park manager, unlocks Randy's front door.
Welcome home.
Randy sits in an easy chair in the trailer's small living area. He closes the net curtains and presses a hand to his chest. Later, he's asleep, fully clothed on his bed. Putting on his glasses, he looks at the drugs in his prescription pack. He takes some pills, which he washes down with water from the tap. He stands in front of a mirror and pulls up his sweater. There's a large white gauze pad on his chest. He pulls it off, revealing a long scar the length of his breastbone. He touches the scar tentatively, then sticks the pad back in place. He showers, holding a sheet of plastic over the gauze, and drops the soap. Getting out of the shower, he grabs a towel from a rail. Beneath the towel is a poster of naked breasts. Later, Randy lies on the sofa, reading a paperback. He puts the book down, scratches his head and his chest, then spots his games console beneath the TV. Randy sits thoughtfully, scratching his arm, then leaves the trailer, fitting his hearing aid.
Hey, Adam! Wanna play Nintendo?
Okay, let's see what you got there.
Right, here comes the eye toad.
Should get in my boots. Here we go, come on.
So you hear about Call of Duty 4?
Did I what?
Call of Duty 4.
What?
Call of Duty 4.
Call it Duty 4?
Call of Duty 4.
Call of Duty 4?
Yeah. It's very cool, actually.
Really?
This game is so old.
What's it about?
It's a war game. Most of the other Call of Duties are, like, based on World War II, but this one's with Iraq.
Yeah.
You switch off between a Marine and an SNS British Special Operative, so it's pretty cool.
Well, hold on. All right, hold on. There we go. All right, here. There it is. Ram jam. You finished. Okay, one more.
I gotta go.
Huh?
I gotta leave.
I just gave you an ass whipping. Don't you want to get even?
No, that's okay.
Huh?
All right, I'll catch you later, all right?
Do your push-ups, brother.
The game reproduced the fight between the Ram and the Ayatollah. Outside, dressed for jogging, Randy does his stretches. He limbers up, swinging his arms, then starts to run. He jogs through dry winter woodland. He stops and leans against a tree, trying to get his breath. Clutching his chest, he sinks to the ground.
Oh, fuck.
Randy sits down by a tree. Later, he's at the strip club. He takes a deep breath and approaches the stage. Cassidy sitting with a group of other dancers.
Hey!
Hey.
Ramman! Been a while.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I was in the neighborhood. Thought maybe we could go grab a hamburger.
I'm working.
Okay, well, you know, maybe later.
You okay?
Can we talk for a second?
Sure. What's up? What's up?
Me somewhere
cool
right now.
Randy, I can't leave with a customer, you know.
Listen, I had a heart attack.
Cassidy stares at him in shock.
Where are you parked?
Out in the back.
Good, go to your car and meet you out there in 15 minutes.
So they're just back here?
Cassidy sits on the edge of the stage. She's wearing a completely see-through net body stocking.
I'm gonna go and break. I have a cigarette. I can't quit.
Cassidy slips out of the back door of the club. The plastic wrestler stands on the dashboard of Randy's van. Cassidy, wearing a long coat, runs up and gets in the passenger door.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's okay. When was it?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh. How are you feeling?
I don't feel like Hercules.
What happened?
I was walking in the dressing room and the guys told me I just dropped like a brick and I don't remember nothing. Well, now the doctors tell me that I can't wrestle no more.
What are you gonna do?
You know, I just don't feel right. That's why I wanted to talk to you. You know, because I don't want to be alone.
Cassidy molds her face into a reassuring smile.
Randy. You should be with your family now. Don't you have a daughter? Where's your daughter?
My daughter, she don't like me very much.
I don't believe it. Everybody needs a father, and trust me, and this kind of thing brings people together. You should call her. Or I should go back in. You're gonna be okay, huh?
I'll be okay.
Okay.
Randy studies her thoughtfully as she leaves and nods slowly. Cassidy knocks on the back door of the club to be let back in. Randy sits thoughtfully in the truck.
Stephanie.
Randy closes his eyes. Later, he sits on his bed and hangs his head. He takes a box of photos and letters out from under the bed. He finds a photo of a little girl with long dark hair hanging down in two bunches over her shoulders. He holds it at arm's length to study it through his glasses. On the back are a number of crossed-out phone numbers, and one which isn't. In the daytime, he goes to a public payphone. He He hangs up and looks at the photo in his hands. Later, he's on a snowy suburban street of neat white-painted wood-frame houses. Randy sits thoughtfully at the wheel of his truck. Randy trudges across the street, stuffing his hands in his coat pockets. He approaches the door of number 29. He rubs his forehead nervously, then knocks.
Oh, is Stephanie home?
Who can I say it is?
Tell her it's her father.
The young woman eyes him suspiciously, then goes back indoors. He frowns and waits on the porch.
Hey, Stephanie. Where are you going?
What do you want?
I just have to talk to you.
I can't really talk right now.
I really need to talk to you.
I have school.
You going to school?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Listen, I had a heart attack. And I just thought I needed to tell you.
Pale, dark-haired Stephanie glares at him.
You're such an asshole. What do you want from me? What do you want?
I just been alone, and you're my daughter, and I love you, and I just needed to see you.
That's bullshit. You want me to take care of you?
No.
Yes. Well, I'm not gonna do that. Where the fuck were you when I needed you to take care of me? You know, on all my birthdays, which you never even made one, you probably don't even know what it is. So you know what? No, I don't care if you had a heart attack. Fuck you.
She strides off down the pavement. Randy stays put, watching her go. Later, he arrives at a red brick American Legion building. In a large wood-paneled room, tables and chairs are laid out in a square.
Oh, Ram!
Hey.
Didn't think I'd see you here.
Why not?
Hey. Yeah, I heard you collapsed at the DeFusco show.
Man, I just overheated and blacked out, that's all.
Really?
Yeah, I was out of the hospital in less than an hour.
So, you're fine?
Brother, I'm good to go.
Well, that's excellent. I was just going to cancel the minivan.
What minivan?
I rented one for FanFest. Yeah, me and the whole gang's driving down. Terry C, Caggiano, Fatback. Oh, I'm so fucking psyched. Volpe gave me an assload of flyers. Yeah. It's going to be epic. Volpe says a scout from the show is going to be there. 20 years in the making.
It's going to be something.
Hey, come on, I got you set up down here.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
So, yeah, you're getting a pretty good crowd today.
Oh, great. I'll loosen up.
All right.
Hey, my man, hey. How you doing, big guy? Good to see you. Wow.
On his table, Randy lays out T-shirts, promo photos, and DVDs next to the flyer for the 20th anniversary fight of the Ram versus the Ayatollah. He sets up a Polaroid camera, studies the flyer. A fan wanders into the meet-and-greet session, swelling the attendance to 4.
I'm a big fan of yours for years. It's really great to meet you.
Right.
Can I get a Polaroid?
Absolutely.
Okay. Ready, guys? Bring up!
What's your name again?
Evan.
Evan.
E-V-A-N.
1, 2, Ram!
It's 8. There you go, Matthew.
There you go.
A mother pays for a family portrait with the Ram. Randy puts the money in a pouch. An older grey-haired veteran is slumped asleep across his table. Randy studies him. There's a walking stick propped up against another table. One wrestling vet with no visiting fans yawns. The others sit looking bored in the near empty room. One of them's in a wheelchair. Another has a bandaged leg. Randy stares thoughtfully at his fellow veterans, then hangs his head sadly.
Hi, I'm Cassie.
Henry.
Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Garfield.
Yeah. How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about a private dance make you feel better?
No, not tonight.
No, Henry?
No.
No? Okay. And don't forget Tuesday
night is... Cassidy scans the club looking for opportunities. She spots a guy and whispers in his ear.
On the main stage, the exotic.
Hey, and you.
Hey, when'd you get here?
I just flew in.
You did? How you been feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm better.
Good.
And I took your advice. I went and saw my daughter.
Yeah? How'd that go?
It didn't go very well. She sort of put me a new asshole.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, hey. What are you gonna do? Maybe if I went out and did something special, you know, bought her a present.
That's a really great idea. What's she into?
You know, really.
What kind of music does she like?
I really don't know.
Was she into something else, like, you know, cooking or books or something? Okay. Well, you should get her clothes, like some kind of clothes. All girls like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, tell
me. Hey, I know the right place. It's this kick-ass little vintage shop in Elizabeth. I think it's on Elizabeth Avenue. You should go on Saturday. That's when they get all the best shit.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Randy and Cassidy study one another.
You want to dance?
I think I'm quite ready for that yet.
Okay.
Thoughtfully, Cassidy leaves him at the bar, fiddling with the piece of paper with the shop details she wrote down for him. She goes to the stage and watches the dancer and the men with their money. She looks back towards Randy, then walks back over to him.
Listen, why don't I meet you there on Saturday, and help you pick something out?
Oh, I'd like that a lot.
One?
Yeah.
Right.
Odd. Yeah, one.
Randy smiles as he sips from a mug. On a cold, sunny day, Randy walks into the Acme supermarket where he works and approaches the manager's office.
Hey.
Oh.
Did you forget how to knock?
No.
Let's try that again, all right? I'm serious.
Randy grins. Wayne's watching porn on his computer.
What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if I could get some more work, something, steady, full-time.
Cell phone. All I got is weekends.
Yeah, well, that works.
Isn't that when you sit on other dudes' faces?
So what do you got?
Deli counter.
Deli counter. Dealing with the customers and stuff?
Yeah. A parade of hot, horny housewives begging for your meat.
You got anything else?
No, I do not. Interested?
Small, balding Wayne smiles smugly and walks off.
Yeah, sure.
On a rainy day, Randy's on a high street waiting outside a shop called Vintage Mode. His hair's down under his grey hoodie, worn beneath a quilted gilet and checked shirt. A pickup pulls up with Cassidy at the wheel. Randy raises a cheery hand in greeting. She's in ordinary casual clothes with a knitted cap.
Hey!
Hey.
God damn, I almost didn't recognize you. You look clean.
Clean?
I mean, you look lovely.
Okay, thanks.
Listen, should I call you Pam or Cassidy or what?
Pam. Don't get used to it. What is she? Goth, punk, hippie, preppy?
Oh, man, I ain't got a clue. Oh, hey, Pam. Pam.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Listen, I think Stephanie is a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Does that make a difference with you?
He points at the clothes racks.
No, That's cool.
I mean, or maybe it's all in my head, I don't know.
Pam grins wryly as he turns his back.
Oh, wow, what about this? Look at this, got an S on it. Perfect, huh?
Well, I mean, it's winter, so maybe you want something warmer, like a pea coat.
Got a point there.
I love her size.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know, man. I think that's pretty rock and roll. What do you think?
It's shiny and light green.
Just go with your gut, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you look so goddamn pretty in the daytime. Hey, you have a beer with me?
I've got to get going.
One beer.
I got a kid.
You have a kid? Well, what do you have, a boy or a girl?
Boy. Jameson.
How old?
9.
Wow. Who would figure, huh?
Well, not something I usually tell the customers, not exactly. It's not a turn on.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Randy runs to his truck. He comes back with the wrestler figurine, which has long blonde hair.
I want you to give this to your little guy. It's a Randy the Ram action figure. Tell him not to lose it. It's a $300 collector's item.
Really?
No. Come on, hey, one beer.
Okay.
She makes the figure do the voice.
That's a great looking kid you got there.
I think so.
Well, I can see where he got his good looks from.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get it from his father.
On her phone, there's also a picture of a building.
What's that?
This condo thing down in Trenton.
What are you thinking about, moving there?
Working on it, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the schools are really awesome. Great neighborhood and cheaper.
What about your gig over at Cheeks?
Done. Quitting.
Wow.
Pam studies him as his face falls.
Whoa, hell yeah. All right. Come on, baby. Dance with me.
Here?
Yeah, right here. Come on.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
Yeah, I've danced to this plenty.
Okay, I'll dance for you then. Okay, here we go.
I think you can get your shift.
Hey, man, I need a job. There we go.
Oh, it's a lap dance I'm getting.
Right from the beginning, that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start, you put an arrow through my heart.
He turns in a slow circle.
Round and round. Yeah. God damn, they don't make them like they used to.
Fucking 80s, man. Best shit ever.
Bet your ass, man. Guns N' Roses, the rule.
Crew.
Yeah.
Def Leppard.
Then that Cobain pussy had to come around and ruin it all, you know?
Like there's something wrong with wanting to have a good time.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, I hated the fucking 90s.
90s fucking sucked.
90s fucking sucked.
Randy leans across and kisses her, startled. She kisses him back.
Shit.
What's the matter?
No contact with the customers. I gotta go.
Hey. You said one beer.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She drains her bottle in one.
One beer.
Randy stares, then grins as she turns on her heel and hurries out of the bar. At the supermarket, Randy puts on a plastic apron and a hairnet ready for his shift at the deli counter. Wayne comes in and hands him a name badge.
Here you go.
Hey. Hey, bro, this is supposed to say Randy.
I guess they got it off your W-4 or something.
So I really got to wear one of these things?
No, you're special.
Well, can you change it?
Just wear the fucking thing, all right?
Randy paces in the men's room, eyeing the badge. He clips it on the front of his apron and studies himself in the mirror. He walks down a narrow corridor towards the public area to start his shift. He walks through the brightly lit break room. He descends a narrow staircase to the stock and unloading bay where he used to work. He approaches the clear plastic curtain leading to the deli counter and pauses. With a deep breath, he goes to face his new public, starting by washing his hands. He tears paper from a roll and slaps some sausage on it to wrap it.
Here's your bologna, pal.
Are they all on sale or just the regular ones?
The Hudson Acres.
Well, it wasn't very clear.
Let me check.
Okay.
Wayne, did the deli counter? Just be a minute.
Okay. So, which, in your opinion, is the best smoked ham?
The best what?
Smoked ham.
Which? Smoked ham, I guess. The maple glaze is not bad.
Later, he's cleaning the rotisserie with a spray, then gets shown the chicken fryer.
Breast, thighs, small pieces.
Right.
Lock it up, push start.
Yes.
Randy drops chicken pieces from a metal tray into the hot fat, then closes the metal lid, sealing it by turning a handle.
What would you like?
Can I have a half a pound of pesto pasta salad?
Okay, come on.
He spoons the pasta into a plastic tub.
Half a pound of pesto pasta on the button. Can I get you anything else?
No, that's it.
You have a lovely day, darling.
Thanks.
With a grimace, Randy pushes the button on the wall to call the next customer.
47.
He cuts meat on a slicer with a razor-sharp blade.
Get an 8-piece chicken.
What kind of chicken you want?
I want 8 pieces. 2 breasts. I need 2 big breasts.
2 big breasts coming up. That's what I want. 2 big breasts. Big breasts. Something with a brain. And 2 wings?
Yeah.
Stay away from them thighs. A lot of chicken flying out the door. There you go, honey. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Who's next?
Me.
What you having? Good looking?
Half a pound of egg salad.
Half a pound of egg salad coming up. Oh.
Fresh? Yeah.
Fresh as monkey's breath, brother. Oh, yeah. This is the good stuff. Coming up. Down and out. Come on. It's the fourth quarter. Come on, come on, come on. There's 12 seconds left. Go. Down and out. Here. Both hands. Hey! Touchdown! God damn, how about them Cowboys? What you having, spring chicken?
Hi.
Later, air blowing in the breeze. Randy's at a payphone.
Hey, Mig, how you doing? Yeah, it's the Rav. Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah. Listen, you're gonna have to count me out of Utica. No, I'm retiring.
He opens another page in his diary.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Nah, I'm good, man, I'm good. Listen.
Randy pulls out the crumpled flyer for his rematch with the Ayatollah.
Ah, oh, come on, I'm sorry, Volpe, you know I'd kill to do it. No, I realize, I understand. Nah, no more, I'm done, I'm retired.
He screws up the flyer. Stephanie's on a bus. She walks down the bus, gets off, and heads off down her street. She stops, seeing Randy standing next to his van outside her house.
Stephanie.
What, are you stalking me?
No, What's your present? Go ahead, open it.
Summoning up her patience, she brushes a strand of hair from her face and takes the gift. She unwraps it, revealing the shiny, bright green jacket.
The S stands for Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
It's shiny.
That's not really a present. I got you something else.
He goes to the van and comes back with a larger parcel.
This is your real present.
It's a good quality dark winter coat.
It's a peacoat.
Yeah. Well, it's winter time and I want you to keep warm.
Thank you.
Anything for you, sweetheart. So what are you doing right now?
What am I doing?
You know, I thought maybe we could, you know, stop by our old favorite place.
We have an old favorite place.
You'll recognize it when you see it.
No, now's not really the best time. I got some stuff I gotta do.
What kind of stuff?
Just stuff.
Come on, I'm not gonna take a bite out of you or anything. Just, you know, hang out for a little while.
She gives him a searching look. Later, they're walking arm in arm down a timbered broadwalk.
I haven't been here in ages.
You remember the funhouse? Right there used to be the Monster Motel.
Kinda.
Oh, you loved it. We used to go in there and they have this spooky-ass skeleton. It would pop out of a coffin. You get really scared and cry and want to run out, and then you beg to go back in again.
Well, always was a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, you wouldn't go in unless you could sit on my foot and wrap your arms around my leg, and we'd walk all the way through like that.
I don't even remember that.
I do.
They sit facing each other on the ledge of a terrace of a derelict pavilion on the seafront.
I just want to tell you, I'm the one who was supposed to take care of everything. I'm the one who was supposed to make everything okay for everybody. But it just didn't work out like that. And I left. I left you. You never did anything wrong. You know? I used to try to, forget about you. I used to try to pretend that you didn't exist, but I can't. You're my girl. You're my little girl. And now I'm an old broken down piece of meat, and I'm alone. And I deserve to be all alone. I just don't want you to hate me.
A tear rolls down his rugged cheek.
Okay?
Stephanie, moved by the words, gives a small nod. They walk into the abandoned casino. Stephanie walks up to Randy, slips her arm through his, and nuzzles up to him. She walks up to large double doors plastered with danger signs. One of the signs says hard hat area. Stephanie kicks the door open.
Oh man, we can go in there.
They enter a big room with huge windows. He bows to her.
What is that?
What's my bow to you?
Am I supposed to bow back? I bow to you?
Randy holds out his hands for her to join him in a dance. Stephanie accepts, and they start a slow waltz.
You can leave. You're not bad.
Thank you.
They smile as they dance. Later, Randy drops her back home.
Hold on.
Wait, let me get the door.
Randy opens the passenger door for his daughter and gallantly helps her out.
Well, I hope that wasn't too painful for you.
It was okay.
Yeah, well. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, maybe we could go out to dinner sometime.
Dinner?
You know, on Friday or something. Whatever works for you.
Saturday would be better.
Saturday?
Yeah.
You got it.
He smiles broadly as Stephanie goes into her house. Wow. Randy gives a wave, then heads back to the van. Randy puts the photo of Stephanie as a girl up on the fridge in his trailer. He steps back to look at it and sips a beer. Cassidy's dancing in a skimpy bikini on stage. Punters are slipping banknotes into her briefs. She spins around a pole, then catcalls down the runway. Cassidy rolls over sensuously and stands up slowly, showing off her backside to the audience.
Hey, you there. Hey.
Distracted by Randy, she rubs her hands over her breasts and musses her hair, but heads towards him. They have a drink at the bar. He passes her an envelope.
Come on, open it.
Wait till later when it's quiet.
Oh, come on, I want to watch your face when you read it.
Randy grins in anticipation as Cassidy opens the envelope. She smiles, then remembers to maintain her composure as she reads the message.
Thank you, that's very sweet.
Hey, thank you. I mean, come on, baby, you saved my ass.
He tries to touch her hand, but she avoids the contact.
What?
I can't do this.
Can't do what?
She means being together.
This.
I thought we had a little something going on here.
No, well, I think you're awesome. I think that you're a great guy.
So what's the problem?
You think that I'm like this stripper, and I'm not. I'm a mom. I have responsibilities. I have a son. Anyway, you don't want that fucking luggage, so...
What if I do?
I can't go there.
What about the other day?
It was a mistake.
It didn't feel like a mistake to me.
The club and the real world, they don't mix.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I think that's a lot of bullshit because I think you still feel something.
You're a customer, okay? You're a fucking customer. I don't go out with customers. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, can I have some tequila over here, please?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, here.
He pushes some cash towards her.
What's that?
I want to dance.
Stop it.
What's the matter? You gonna refuse to pay a customer? I want a goddamn dance, sweetheart.
Fuck you.
Come on, get up there, move your ass, squeeze your titties together,
fuck off.
Shake your fucking ass.
Fuck you!
And pretend you like me. Give me a goddamn
get
dance.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ram, let's take it outside.
You want a drink, my man?
No, I'm okay.
Cassidy sits tearfully at the bar and zips up her cardigan defensively. Randy arrives back at his trailer and sits pensively at the wheel of his truck. Reverses away from the trailer, and later walks into the lobby of a venue lit with fluorescent tubes.
Hey, Larry.
What's happening? How you doing? What are you doing here? I thought you retired.
I did. I just came to see the show.
Come on, man. Of course. Straight in.
Hey, what's up there? I haven't seen you for a while. All good?
Randy greets a couple of fans, one in a wheelchair, then heads into the fight arena. One of the fighters dives off the ropes in Ram Jam style. Randy takes a seat and enjoys the show. He watches thoughtfully as others around him jump to their feet and cheer. Later, Randy goes backstage.
Hey, you guys look great tonight.
Did you like it?
Yeah, we put on a hell of a show.
Appreciate it.
Put on a hell. You're fast.
This guy, man.
You look good. You look good out there. Hey, what's important? They liked you.
They did. They loved it.
All right.
So how you been, man?
Oh, hanging and swinging, brother.
He's hanging and swinging.
Save, save, save. Get a drink. You buying?
A bartender pours out the gold tequilas. A girl downs one, then brings drinks to Randy and a blonde.
Oh, thanks, Thomas. Yeah, you know, I know who you are. My brother used to have your poster on his door.
Well, your brother's got good taste.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot picture. So what are you doing in our town of Rahway?
We did a show over at the rec center.
Wrestling. Wow, so you still wrestle?
Still jumping off the top rope.
Oh, wow. What's that? So, do you want a party?
Party? What do you call party?
No. Party like a fireman party?
Oh, shit, that's speedy.
In the restrooms, Randy snorts a line of drugs. The blonde snogs him, and they have doggy-style sex over the wash basins.
Go get a fucking room.
Oh, yeah!
Everything goes black. Randy wakes up in a room decked with posters of firemen. He sits up in bed and realizes he's wearing fireman's boots. He gets dressed hastily. Hearing a noise, he bends down and uncovers a small cage containing a possum. He recoils in fear, then hurries out of the apartment, making sure not to bump into his date. He steps outside. The building is a fireman's barracks. Randy arrives back at his trailer. There's a poster for the band AC/DC on the wall. He sits down on his bed. He lies down, takes off his hearing aid, putting it on the bedside table, then settles down to sleep, fully clothed. It's dark when Randy wakes up. He stands up and walks through the darkened trailer. He spots Stephanie's picture on the fridge and realizes he's missed their date. Randy knocks on the door of Stephanie's house.
Hey, Stephanie home.
Stephanie's girlfriend eyes Randy with distaste.
Sorry, Stephanie.
No, get the fuck out.
I'm gonna handle this, okay? I can handle this.
Obviously not.
I can handle this.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry I screwed this up. I'm so sorry.
Wait, don't worry. I just... Okay. You don't have to leave.
pot.
You know what? I waited in that restaurant for 2 hours. 2 fucking hours telling myself maybe something happened, maybe he's stuck in traffic, but no, you just keep doing the same shit to me over and over again.
I apologize. Look, I apologize. I got a lot of stuff swimming around in my head, and I went out and had a drink and another drink, and
that
I just faced.
That is excuse me. That is tough shit!
God damn it. Why do I do this?
Because you are a fuck-up. You are a living, breathing fuck-up, and I cannot fucking do it anymore. I can't stand it. I can't fucking cry for you. I can't fucking do it anymore. I can't fucking...
Calm down.
Do not touch me.
I'm sorry.
Hate you.
I know you hate me. I know you do. I know you hate me. Calm down. Just calm down. Listen.
You know what? I don't care. I don't hate you. I don't love you. I don't even like you. And it was stupid to think that you could change.
I can't.
I don't care.
Come on.
There is no more fixing this. It's broke. Permanently. And I'm okay with that. It's better.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Randy rests his head on Stephanie's shoulder.
I don't ever want to see you again. Look at me. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. I'm done. Do you understand? Done. Get out.
Randy eyes his daughter tearfully and gets up off the floor. He tries to embrace her as he leaves, but she bats his hand away. Randy stands tearfully on the porch in the night. He trudges across the snowy road to his van.
$27
Here. Pound of German potato salad.
Randy nods curtly and fills a plastic tub.
A little less.
Less.
He takes some salad out of the tub. He adds a little more to the tub.
A little more.
A little less.
A little less. A little less.
He turns his back on the lady and eats a mouthful of the salad.
Things up, right? It's rush hour.
Come on, people. Let's pick it up. Where's Katie? Oh, you're here. You're here at your job. Great.
Have a nice day, lady.
Trying to maintain his composure, Randy pushes the button for the next customer.
31.
31. Yeah, thank you. I know you from somewhere else. This looks so damn familiar. It seems this.
What do you have it?
Can I get a half pound of Virginia ham, half pound of the Jarlsberg? I know you're from someplace. Play softball?
No.
And you're not one of Mikey Bosch's buddies, right?
Never heard the guy.
What's that? Randy the Ram?
No.
The wrestler from the 80s? Ram Jam? That's freaky. You look just like the dog. Except older.
Slicing cheese, Randy, reaching the end of his tether, shoves his hand into the spinning blade.
God damn it.
Randy! Randy, they're customers.
You little prick, you gonna talk to me the way you do? Huh?
Randy!
I fucking quit. I quit.
Fuck, man.
All right? Want some fucking cheese, lady? Huh? Get your own fucking cheese.
Crazy!
I quit. God damn it, I quit. I'm out of here.
In his van, Randy wraps a cloth around his bloody hand. He smeared blood on his face and ripped off his apron and hairnet.
Oh, Robin. Robin. Robin, man, it's Randy. Randy.
Listen, I want to do it. I went back in, FanFest. Just tell him it's back on. Hey, man, I don't give a shit. I just want to wrestle. That's right. Okay, you got it, Billy.
In his bathroom, Randy dyes his own hair and shaves his armpits. He checks the instructions on a can of tan in a can, then sprays it on. Looking in the mirror, he pumps iron with a couple of dumbbells. Randy puts on a metal ramskin necklace that hangs down over his operation scar. At home, Pam is in her bathroom. She walks through to the living room where the babysitter's doing homework, and her son is playing with the wrestler figure.
I want him in bed by 11. Okay. Yeah. I don't want him to bargain. Hey. Bye, monkey.
Pam drives to Randy's place. He's getting ready to leave.
Hey.
How'd you find me?
Big Chris.
Big Chris.
Cheeks bouncer.
All right, Big Chris. Yeah.
Look, I know I came off like a bitch the other day, and I'm really sorry. I didn't mean all those things that I said, because you're not just another customer.
Randy nods in thanks.
But, you know, at the same time, I have this line and I just... I can't cross it.
No, I understand that. That's okay. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I got a match.
Match?
It's in Wilmington. Come by.
When is it? What?
Clutching the rematch flyer, she stares aghast as he drives away. Randy drives into the dusk, thumping the steering wheel in time to the music. Pulling his hold all, Randy walks into the fight venue.
Phoenix is not out of the question. I'm taking over Arizona, you hear me? Ram-a-lam!
Hey, Bob. Hey, Nigel, how you doing, brother? Long time.
Yeah, man. Doing
yeah, hey, look up.
Good to see you, bro.
Yeah, look at you. Oh.
You know what? I didn't think we were going to do this.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Sunday night, you know, I get a call and they say he's back in. It's on again. I'm like, what?
So listen, when you get settled in, you want to go over some of the things?
What things?
Some of the spots.
Okay, how's this right here? I'm the heel and you're the face. Done.
Hey, Bob. I'm glad to see things haven't changed.
Yeah, I love you too. Now, back to you. Listen, what kind of car do you want?
Something
fair. How about something pink?
At the club, Cassidy's dancing, shaking her bare butt, and working the pole. Topless, she cat steps around the pole, tossing her hair. Cassidy, with her back against the pole, slides up and down sensuously with her eyes closed.
I want
She smiles and makes eye contact with the customers. She stops dancing, looks around, and walks off stage. She gets dressed, pulling on tight jeans, boots, and a Motley Crue t-shirt, then grabs her coat and makes to leave.
Left her shoe.
Cassidy. Cassidy. Hey, Pam!
She walks out of the club into the night. In his dressing room, Randy looks up at a poster on the wall advertising the 20th anniversary rematch of the Ram versus the Ayatollah. He starts to get ready along with others in the room. Pam stops to get directions at a petrol station. The Ram's ready. Bob the Ayatollah's in his robes.
You ready to do this thing?
I think so. See ya.
Hey, how much?
The Ayatollah waves an Iranian flag. Pam hurries to try and find Randy. Padded and ready, Randy touches his scar. The Ram mutters a quiet prayer and crosses himself. He smacks an elbow pad and gets going. Pam hurries through the maze of backstage corridors. Waiting for his entrance, the Ram watches the Ayatollah wave his flag.
Randy!
Hey! What are you doing here?
What the fuck are you doing?
Doing my thing. I'm going to work.
But your heart.
My heart? My heart's still ticking.
Yeah, but the doctor said...
I know what I'm doing. You know, the only place I get hurt is out there. The world don't give a shit about me.
I'm here. I'm really here. What do you call that?
And Mr. Tony, from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Hey.
You
hear them? This is right.
No. Randy.
Pam gapes as Randy parts the silver curtains to the arena and greets his audience. She watches as he receives a standing ovation. Pam's face is a mask of worry as the Ram slaps adoring hands. Bright green tights and a sheepskin vest, the Ram dives into the ring. Pam continues to watch as Randy removes his vest and is handed a microphone.
What do you want to say to you all tonight? I'm very grateful to be here. A lot of people told me that I'd never wrestle again. And that's all I do. You know, if you live hard and you play hard and you burn the candle at both ends, you pay the price for it. You know, in this life you can lose everything that you love, everything that loves you. Now, I don't hear as good as I used to. And I forget stuff. And I ain't as pretty as I used to be. But goddamn it, I'm still standing here, and I'm the Ram. As time goes by, they say he's washed up. He's finished. He's a loser. He's all through. But you know what? The only ones who are going to tell me when I'm through doing my thing is you people here. You people here are the ones who are worth bringing it for, because you're my family. I love all of you. Thank you so much.
Great talk, man.
The two wrestlers embrace, then Ayatollah cheap shots him from behind. Pam tearfully shakes her head, unable to watch. She turns and leaves. Ayatollah lifts the ram onto the ropes. Ram clamps his legs around his adversary's neck, then gets thrown down into the ring. The Ayatollah rolls, stands, and gets thumped with his back into the corner post. Ayatollah boxes Ram's ears, then grabs him, but gets kneed in the groin. Ram throws him against the ropes, then clotheslines him. Stands triumphantly. The villain waves his Iranian flag and smashes the pole over Ram's head. Ayatollah uses the flagpole to throttle Ram.
I forgot how much fun this was, Ram! Bring it, Bob!
Ram throws Ayatollah across the ring, raises the flag, and breaks the pole across his knee. Ayatollah dives at the Ram, but misses and tumbles out of the ring. Ram dives after him, landing on top of the ref. Ram gets smashed in the back, grabbed and thrown against the corner post. Throws his opponent against a metal audience barrier, then clutches his chest in agony. Ram throws Ayatollah back in the ring, then launches himself over the ropes, clamping his legs around Ayatollah's neck, holding onto the ropes, and flinging his opponent to the floor. Around battering the Ayatollah, but the chest pains are getting worse.
Ram, are you all right? You okay, Ram?
Ayatollah gets posted for his concern, then on the opposite corner. Ram runs at him, but falls.
Ram, I'll take it from here.
Ayatollah charges, but Ram ducks and the man goes down.
Pin me! Come on, Ram, pin me!
Ram stands unsteadily, hand to his chest. With wide eyes, he looks around at the sea of fans, then bends over in agony. The ref approaches him.
It's okay, Ram. Take it home.
Ram dropkicks the Ayatollah. He gets up and prepares to climb the ropes. He notices that Pam has left. In agony, he climbs the corner post. He balances with difficulty on the ropes. Slowly raises himself to his full height, arms lifted in triumph. Tearfully, Randy the Ram salutes his people, slapping his elbows. Then launches himself. The screen goes black.